In the name of the Father, and Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. I will read just some verses from the epistle of St. Paul, the Apostle to the Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 16. In the name of the Father, and Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. And that he might reconcile them both to God in one body, through the cross, and that he might reconcile them both to God in one body through the cross, thereby putting to death the enmity. And he came and preached peace to you who were afar away, who were afar off, and to those who were near. For through him we both have access by one Spirit to the Father. Now, therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building, being fitted together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. Glory be to God. Amen. Now, as we heard from St. Paul, his epistle to the Ephesians, chapter 3, verse 16, he said, that he might reconcile them both to God in one body, through the cross. In one body, through the cross. What is this one body? In fact, if we look to the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross, while he was hanged on the cross in Golgotha, I hope that we compare between first Adam and second Adam. First Adam was where? In the Garden of Eden. And Eve was created from his rib, from his body. The Lord Jesus Christ was where? On Golgotha. It is said, at this place, the body of Adam was buried, as if it was the grave of Adam. Or at least, his head was under the cross. And there, the second Eve, the church of the New Testament was created, or was recreated. And we have two Adams. The first Adam where? In Garden of Eden. The second Adam was where? Hanged on the cross on Golgotha. And the garden where everything was from outside is the cause of pleasure. Everything, all the world was created for Adam and Eve. All the animals at that time were subjected to them. Everything full of peace. On the contrary, if we look to the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross, everything was against him. The Jews and the Gentiles, the leaders of the Jews and the leaders of the Gentiles. He was suffering as if he was kicked out from the city of God, and he was outside the camp, as St. Paul said in the book or in the epistle to the Hebrews. Now we can say, through the cross we can discover the reality of the second Eve, or the reality of the Church, of which we are member. We are belonging to this Church, we are members of this Church, which was created or recreated when the Lord Jesus Christ was hanged on the cross and his side was pierced and the blood and water was flowing from his body. Now I hope that we make a comparison between first Adam and second Adam, and between first Eve and second Eve, or between mankind before the cross and mankind after the cross. God created Eve to help Adam. And what happened? Instead of helping each other, they entered in a kind of division. And sin found its place in the heart of Eve and in the heart of Adam. And the paradise or the Garden of Eden was changed as if it was a hell to them. They became full of fear, of anxiety. And as we heard yesterday and this morning, they felt that they were naked. There is no dress. They were shameful. This is the situation of mankind before the cross. In every generation, we hear about sin and about corruption. And once there, in the whole world, there were only Abraham and Sarah who believed in God. When second Adam came and he was crucified, what happened? The new or the second Eve was created, and she became the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, as we heard that. The body which is reconciled with the Father, one body. There is no division. The first thing from this situation, I feel I am a member of this body, and this body is not limited to special nation or to special group. God loved the whole world. Those who live in South Africa, in Kenya, in Egypt, in Australia, in Canada, in Asia, all of them who believed in the Lord Jesus Christ and accepted the real faith are one, and we are members to each other. I can say my hope or my dream that I see the whole world enjoying the eternal glory. My heart is inflamed with what? Inflamed with the divine love as a gift from the Holy Spirit. My heart is inflamed that I want to see every human being sharing the Lord Jesus Christ, the second Adam, his glory. Now we have a new concept of the Church. The Church is not limited to small group or in one city. But it is the church all over the world from Adam until the end of the world. I can't imagine how I am very happy that I am in this time after the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ and enjoy the membership of this new or ever new church. For us, the church is not just an institution or a group. The church is the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. He grants himself to me. He offered himself to me. He sacrificed himself to me. Truly, Saul, who became St. Paul afterwards, before he was converted to Christianity, he was proud that he was one of the great leaders in the whole world. He imagined that he was the most righteous man in the world. He was one of the Hebrews, Pharisees. He was eager for the inheritance of his fathers, and he believed none was like him. When he met the Lord Jesus Christ and heard his voice, he discovered that he became a member of a new church. And he discovered that he became righteous not because he was a Pharisee or Hebrew or so on, because he became a member of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. His dress is the righteousness of Christ. His mind is Christ's own. The members of his body are the Lord's. It is too hard for us to express the feelings of St. Paul when he truly became a member of the body of Jesus Christ. Before he was converted to Christianity, he was looking to the Gentiles as unclean in animals. He couldn't be in touch with them. He despised them. Now when he became a Christian, he became a member of the new church, he, as we heard now, said that all of us, Jews and Gentiles, none of us is stranger, none of us is foreigner. All of us became members of whom? Of the family of God. We have one Father. We have one home. We have one hope. We have one faith. We have one Lord. We have one baptism. Truly, we have to be concerned in the church through the cross. Through the cross, my heart is opened and widened to the whole world. I love every human being, regardless his age, regardless his education, regardless his culture, regardless his sex, regardless his race, all mankind are my brothers and sisters, and all of us are members of the family of God. Then, now, we are proud. Not we are proud of ourselves. We are proud of the new situation which we have received through the cross. We are proud of the abilities which we have received from the Lord Jesus Christ. Before Jesus Christ came, Adam and Eve were kicked out from Garden of Eden. They started their life when they have no lack of anything. They enjoyed a lot of gifts from God. The beautiful world, the very nice animals, birds, plantation, all the nature, in fact, was serving them. But unfortunately, through sin, they were kicked out. They left the garden in shame. Now the Lord Jesus Christ accepted the shame in his body, and he started his life on Golgotha by suffering, and we, through him, pass from suffering to the glory of heaven. First Adam and first Eve committed sin, and they left the garden, and there were one of the cherubim, he was guarding the garden, so nobody can enter in it. They have no permission to return to the Garden of Eden. On the cross, the angels were looking to the crucified Son of God, and they asking, what happened? The Son of God whom we worship, the Son of God who fills by his divinity heaven and earth, the Son of God who is the creator of heaven and earth, what happened to him? He loved human beings. He accepted suffering on their behalf. He opened the gates of heaven to them. He wanted them to share him his glory. And instead of being enemies, they became friends to men. Before the cross, angels were looking to men and said, oh, they are disobedient. They broke the law of God. They didn't accept the command of God. Now they look to us and say, oh, they are the lover of God. God loves them. God the Father sent his only begotten Son on their behalf. God opened his bosom for them. They will share us our life in heaven. And they started to be our friends. Through this new concept of the church, now we have to know our situation or our position. I am a member of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Perhaps you say, but I am a sinner. I look to the cross, He is the forgiver of sins. He is the Creator, has the power to recreate, to renew me by His Holy Spirit. He is waiting for my coming to His heaven. He opened the gates of hope to everyone. Then, now the church has special place in the heart of God. Before the cross, despair had dominion over all mankind. No one was perfect. No one was pure. Everyone was complaining of corruption, of sin, of darkness. Through the cross, we have hope. We enjoy the heavenly life. We became the friends of God. We became in communion with the heavenly hosts. We are the members of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Through the cross, we discover our responsibility as the Church of Christ. What is my responsibility as a member of the Church? God loved me. Instead of being under death, I became as a leader. I became a marvelous being. I became partakers of the heavenly glory. My responsibility is, as He loved me, I have to love every human being. A baby, a child, a young person, a sick person, an elder, any person, any human being is very precious in my eyes. I never despise any person, whatever he did. I don't say, oh, he is abused by drugs or alcoholic. He is not serious in his life. He is a sinner? No. In Christ, I see through the eyes of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I see all of them when they share the Lord Jesus Christ, His glory. I am full of hope. I never despair. Saint Augustine said, when you see any person committed a sin, don't despair, even if he or she is in the last moments of his life. If there is just one moment in his life, God is waiting for his repentance. On the cross, we have the eyes of the Lord Jesus Christ. He looked to the thief who was on his right hand. He didn't rebuke him. He didn't say, oh, you insulted me with your colleague, the other thief. On the contrary, he opened the gate of paradise to him and said to him, today you will be with me in the paradise. It is the word of the crucified Christ while he was suffering. It is the words of the church, the real church. It is the words of the heart of every real believer. I hope every human being to be saved, to enjoy the redeeming world, to share me the glory which God granted me through the cross. If we look to the first Eve, where she started her life, in the Garden of Eden. And what about her end? She heard that she would become dust with her husband Adam. If we look to the second Eve, who was brought forth from the side of the Lord Jesus Christ, the crucified one, she started her life on Golgotha, among suffering. And what about her end? She will be with him in his glory. For as it is written in the book of Revelation, share him sitting on his throne. Therefore, we in fact are belonging now not to the dust, to the first Eve. We are belonging to heaven. I don't say, oh, I am a human being, I am a sinner, all the circumstances are very bad, how can I love? There are many enemies, Satan is attacking or he attacks me, and so on. No. As I am belonging to the second Eve, the church of the New Testament, now I live in heaven itself. My head is in heaven. And where is the head? Oh, the body also is with the head. As a member of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, I never complain. I believe God grants me purity. God grants me to taste and to have the experience of the heavenly life. Everything is very sweet to me. I am always full of joy. My heart is smiling. My life is very precious in the eyes of God. Then I hope truly everyone to remember where he is, who he is. Truly I am a human being, but in the Lord I am belonging to the Heavenly One. Truly, the world is full of suffering, but in the Lord, I am full of joy. Truly, I am living here on earth, but in the Lord, my heart is lifted up to heaven. Truly, I have special family, special country, special race, but in the Lord, I am a member of the whole church from Adam till the end of ages. I hope not only through the Holy Week, but in every moment of our lives, that we have to acknowledge we are the Church of God. We are not members of the church because we are belonging to a special group. No, we are members of the church because we are the members of the body of the crucified Jesus Christ. May our Lord Jesus Christ grant all of us to remember our situation and to have the experience of the church life and to enjoy the heavenly life. Glory be to God. Amen.